Northwest Airlines has announced that it's reached a tentative agreement with the union representing its mechanics. Negotiations with the nation's fourth-largest airline collapsed last month, and the mechanics threatened a strike. But President Bush stepped in and appointed an emergency board of arbitrators, which was to have recommended terms of settlement this week. News of the tentative agreement may signal the end of 4.5 years of negotiations. Mark Sedeklik of Minnesota Public Radio is covering the dispute. What produced the breakthrough?
Bob, I can't say for sure what it was, but the threat of the Presidential Emergency Board coming forward the day after tomorrow and presenting President Bush with a proposed settlement likely had something to do with it. By getting a deal done prior to that on its own terms, the airline and the union avoid the uncertainty of this independent contract recommendation and the pressure that really would come along with something that would come from a PEB. And the pressure to impose the outsider's terms. So by agreeing to this between themselves, they circumvent that PEB process.
You said presenting President Bush with this proposed settlement. Is that how it works?
That's how it works. The president appoints the Presidential Emergency Board. The board studies the dispute, makes a settlement recommendation to President Bush, and that recommendation is not binding. The union doesn't have to go along with it. The airline doesn't have to go along with it. The airline has said it would go along with that. The union has not said that. And it's really a public pressure that begins to come down on both sides once you have an independent panel come up with a reasonable solution. It's hard for either side to walk away from that, even though it's not binding.
What does the agreement mean for other airline unions? I don't think there's an airline that doesn't have a labor problem going on right now.
Well, I don't know if we can go that far right now because we don't have any specifics of this agreement. The union and the airline are keeping all the details private at this point. They are going to print up the entire tentative agreement and distribute it among the rank and file. And once we start seeing some of the numbers that start coming out, then we'll have a much better idea of how, for example, mechanics at other airlines might use whatever progress the Northwest mechanics have made in their contract negotiations.
You have any details at all, the proposal?
Nothing. Absolutely none at this point. We'll start to get some probably in the next several days after it gets printed up and distributed out on the floor.
Any idea if the deal will go through?
It's impossible to say right now. The union, the Aircraft Mechanics Fraternal Association, is a very small craft union, and throughout the negotiating process, they've had rank-and-file members sit in and watch the talks, which is unheard of in much larger unions like the International Association of Machinists, for example. And because of that, because it's such an open union, the leadership says it expects, in general, ratification to go better than in other unions where the process is much more behind closed doors. But it's anybody's guess right now how the workers will react to it because we don't know what the details are.
Mark Sedeklik covers the airlines for Minnesota Public Radio.